This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Monday, September 13th, 2021. I'm Mark Belanger. In the United Kingdom, the Central Labour Federation has started a three-day national convention. The Trades Union Congress, the TUC, represents about 5.5 million workers who are members of 48 unions. The General Secretary of the Congress is Frances O'Grady, the first woman to head the organization. She addressed the delegates who are attending the online conference.
Looking ahead over the next 5, 10, 20 years, it's clear that economic shocks will grow and intensify in the UK and around the world. COVID is not going to be a one-off. Years of austerity took their toll and meant we fought this pandemic with one hand tied behind our backs. The UK must be better prepared for crises in the future, and they're coming. Climate chaos is here already. The longer we put off getting to net zero, the more disruptive it will be. New tech offers new opportunities, but also poses old threats to jobs, and the market will not save us. In an age of anxiety, working people are crying out for security. We must build an economy that can withstand the shocks and help working families face the future with confidence. Rather than reeling from every fresh crisis that unleashes rampant insecurity and inequality anew. If the PM is serious about levelling up, this is what he should do. First, just as other countries do, we need a ready-made, short-time working scheme to keep people in good jobs and to make sure we bounce back fast. As the world changes, the skills we need change too, and people need income security to have confidence to upskill and switch careers. Climate chaos this summer has writ large the urgency of getting to net zero, but we must do it with justice. No one deserves to lose their livelihood. Britain could lead the world with a real industrial strategy to make every job a good, skilled, green job. We need that justice for the change that comes with new tech too. AI, robotics, automation, the gains from increased productivity must be shared with working people through higher pay or shorter working hours. And we can't let tech make working life worse, managed by algorithm, fired by artificial intelligence. That's why we need new rights over our own data and the right to switch off. Secondly, we need to invest for the nation's long-term infrastructure, and that includes rebuilding our public services, battered first by austerity and then by COVID. The government must take that opportunity at the spending review, invest in public services, fix social care, mend the NHS and our education system, and give our key workers the pay rise they have earned. And thirdly, we need a new deal for working people, a strong set of rights from day one, peace of mind that you can do a good job and be a good parent too, including the right to guaranteed hours, the flexibility to swap shifts and proper compensation when they are cancelled at short notice. Let's ban zero-hours contracts and bogus self-employment. And Congress, it can't be right that a boss can threaten to sack loyal workers, often after years of service, unless they accept worse paying conditions. Brothers and sisters, we've got work to do. Let's get to it.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. You can listen to our daily reports at radiolabor.net. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.